Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 252. I'm sorry, episode 253 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I lost track. I'm sorry. I am in Tampa. I am finishing up a fantastic weekend at Side Splitters, great comedy club here, and I get great crowds and a lot of support. So thank you, Tampa, and thank you, Wait Wait, because a lot of Wait Wait fans come to my shows here. So this weekend, I was doing a lot of jokes about race and the idiocy of racists, and, you know, whether it be the hatred that Trump and his followers show for the squad in Congress, or the idiots who are mad at Disney for casting a black girl to play Little Mermaid. Note, mermaids aren't real. Can we confine our racism to reality? And so on. And, you know, I joke about it because that's my job, and it is a way of pointing out the ignorance of it. But the truth is, I'm tired, man. This is just tiring. And the bullshit that goes with it, and the Trump supporters who support this racism, and, you know, the wink and the nod and the dog whistle, it's like it doesn't even exist anymore. Believe me, I was much, my anger energy was higher earlier. The show helped. Shows always help. But there was a Proud Boys rally in Portland this weekend. Oregon's a very interesting state. I love Portland. Let me say that up front. I absolutely love Portland. I've had good times up there. I've had good shows up there. I have good friends up there. Portland is a very cool city. Oregon has a big white supremacist element, especially as you travel east in Oregon. There's an area called the Tri-Cities where Oregon, Washington, and I think it's Idaho or Montana. I think it's Idaho. I think it's Oregon, Idaho, Washington, whatever. One of the most racist towns I've ever worked in. It was one of the few times where after the show, we didn't want to go out and meet the crowd because they were just too many horrible people there. But anyway, so there's this white supremacist element in Portland. And, you know, these cowards, you know how they are. So, and they are, they're cowards. The Proud Boys decided to hold a march in Portland. And they were well outnumbered by Antifa. Antifa is anti-fascist. It's the group. It's not as organized as these white supremacist hate groups, but there is a basic organization of Antifa, and they meet these Proud Boys and other white supremacist groups with numbers, and this time they clearly outnumbered them. But guess who's on the side of the Proud Boys? And again, don't let anyone pretend that Trump is not a racist, that Trump does not support white supremacists, because what Trump tweeted in regards to this Portland, now imagine this, white supremacists are meeting with anti-fascists. What does Trump say? Tweet, quote, major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror. He wants to call the anti-fascists the organization of terror. Now that's a step beyond Charlottesville, when he said there are some good people on both sides. You know, the good Nazis came out for that one. So this is why I say it's just tiring, because there's no argument to support this. There's no, you know, well, let's talk about it. No, anti-fascists are not terrorists. Okay, it's in the name. They're anti-fascists. The fascists are the terrorists. The fascists, the Proud Boys, all these groups, they're the ones who look to start the violence. They're the ones who look to start the fights and then act innocent. What us? You know, in New York, there was one of them who was arrested after a rally. And of course, when he showed up to court, he had cut his beard, cut his hair, put a suit on, looked completely different. See, it be who you're going to be. Own it. Own it. If you're that kind of white supremacist and you want to look like the tough guy and all that, then maintain that image. Why do you clean up your image when you have to go to court? Be who you are, because they're cowards. My two favorites, you know, the internet and Twitter particularly. I have a love-hate relationship with Twitter. I love Twitter when I see hilarious things on there. Follow George Wallace. If you want funny on Twitter, just follow George Wallace. But there's so much funny, but then there's so much hate and negativity. Two great tweets came out of this Portland rally. One, there's a guy, and they're viral, so just, I think if you just check out Portland rally on Twitter, you'll find them. But one is a guy who's just walking up to individual Proud Boys. Fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you. Hilarious. And then there's another one. And a matter of fact, I've retweeted these, so you could just check my Twitter and find them, where some Proud Boy is yelling. Apparently, he was yelling across the street, and a brother walked up on him, and you could see where the white guy peed in his pants. Like a tall brother walked up on him. You can see where he peed in his pants. Because these guys are generally cowards. They're generally, you know, they're brave when they're amongst their other white guys yelling, we're supreme, blah, blah, blah. But then they come up one-on-one with a person and they show their cowardice. But anyway, but it's not funny. It's not funny. It's sad. In Arkansas, okay, and this is just the stories from this weekend, this week. Four football players were held at gunpoint and forced to the ground by a white woman in Arkansas. Now, these kids, okay, it's high school football, and you've heard it's a small town in Arkansas, and we've all seen this, right? This is the movie of the small town. This is Friday Night Lights. This is any of them, where the kids go out and try to raise money for the high school football team. So these kids, mind you, two of them, wearing football jerseys, 10 o'clock in the morning in this small town, are going around trying to sell these discount cards and raise money for the football team. So this woman, Jerry Kelly, calls 911 to say they look suspicious. When the police arrive, it's Wynn, Arkansas, a small town outside of Little Rock. When the police arrive, she has the boys on the ground at gunpoint. Now, this one, fortunately, had a good ending. She got arrested. She got arrested for false imprisonment, assault with a weapon, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if she'll be prosecuted or what'll happen, but she got arrested. One of the cops even knew one of the kids, because it's one of these small-town football things. But can you imagine, just because they're walking around selling discount cards, raising money for the football team, 10 o'clock in the morning, wearing their football jerseys, she's like, they look suspicious. And she pulls a gun on four teenagers. Now, how easy could she have shot one of them? Maybe if one of them had a gun, they would have been a good guy with a gun. Where do you think the NRA would have stood on that? In Royal Oak, Michigan. A town. I've been to Royal Oak. Royal Oak's cool. There's a great comedy club there called the Comedy Castle. I've worked in Royal Oak. In Royal Oak, Michigan, a young man, 20-year-old Devin Myers, detained by the police for what? Looking at a white woman. Yeah, I didn't say Emmett Till. I said Devin Myers. I didn't say 1950s. I said it's 2019. Young man was driving in his car looking for a parking space. White woman in a car. He was looking at the car to see if she pulled out. We've probably all done this when looking, you know, when someone's in their car and you can't figure out, oh, did they just get here or are they leaving? She reports him as suspicious. I guess he parks somewhere, walks to the restaurant. The cops surround him on the sidewalk for looking at a white woman. Fortunately, there was someone there with a phone to video the cops to keep the situation from escalating. The owner of the restaurant where he was going to eat came outside. And ultimately, his mother showed up, at which point the cops became very apologetic. Because, you know, you don't mess with Mama Bear when she's protecting her cub, right? But just the idea, surrounded by the cops. You see, and this is where, when we talk about white privilege, this is what people don't say, oh, I'm white, but I had to work for everything I got. You haven't been surrounded by the cops for looking at somebody. This is the part that they don't understand. That situation could have gone sideways so many ways. This guy wasn't that big, but suppose he was a large, intimidating black man. Suppose he reached in his pocket when the cops said, get your ID, and he had a cell phone in there, and the cell phone, the light reflected off the cell phone, and four cops blasted him from four. And don't say it doesn't happen, because unfortunately it does happen all the time. And this would be a 20-year-old dead kid. Why? He's looking at a woman trying to get a parking space. It's tiring, man. Tiring. Okay? 75-year-old man. And, you know, I'm tired. So tired of looking at and reading these stories and going, to, you know, over and over. 75-year-old man in Illinois shot and killed a 14-year-old kid. The man's a legal gun owner, so he's not being investigated. Now, apparently what happens, and nobody knows for sure, but these kids were in a stolen car. Okay, so I'm not saying these kids weren't wrong. They were in a stolen car. They're in a neighborhood that they, you know, they probably shouldn't have been in. The guy says they were trying to steal his car. Nobody knows. They were running or walking away from him. They were leaving, going away from him when he started shooting, shot and killed a 14-year-old kid. Now, were the kids wrong? Yeah. Should the kid have been murdered? No. Because when you have a gun, when you legally have a gun, you're allowed to shoot someone when they pose a threat to you or your property. If they're running away, they're not posing a threat. The four kids who were with him are being charged with murder, because if you're committing a crime, or if you're with people committing a crime and someone gets killed, even though you didn't pull the trigger, you get charged. So they have no problem charging these four other kids, but this guy is not being charged or even being investigated. Were the kids wrong? Absolutely. Did the kid deserve a death sentence? Absolutely not. Can you shoot someone who's a threat to you or your property or your home? Yes. Can you shoot someone running away? No. I've never been threatened by someone running away from me. Again, it just on and on and on. It's tiring. In Galveston, Texas, you saw this story. You saw this story. Two cops arrested a homeless guy for a misdemeanor trespassing or loitering or whatever. They handcuffed him, put a leash on him, and walked him through town. They were on horseback. He's walking. You know, sort of like what they did with runaway slaves hundreds of years ago. The police will not be charged. The chief of police said, yeah, we should probably change the rule on that. I'm tired, man. I'm tired. They say nothing changes. If nothing changes, well, guess what? Nothing's changing. And this, here's the thing. My take, it's going to take white people to change this. It's going to take white people talking to other white people. I could talk all day about racism and they just say, fake news. You're overreacting. Black kid was a criminal. He should have been shot. Homeless guy was homeless. So the police are allowed to round him up like he's an animal, put him on a leash. High school football players, they're big, scary black men. She needed a gun. There was four of them. They're Antifa. Antifa's, they're terrorists. They're attacking peaceful protests. Look, I've heard the justification for every one of these and 100 other bullshit stories. But the truth is, for this to be heard, it's going to take white people. It's going to take white people calling out other white people. And believe me, there are. Let me tell you. Fuck you, Proud Boy guy was a white guy. Procter & Gamble has a short film. You can see it on YouTube. It's called The Look. And what it is, they show a black man waking up, average guy, waking up. Then he's with his daughter. And it showed the look that he gets, that suspicious look, whether he was walking around in a store, whether he was in the swimming pool with his daughter. When he sits in a restaurant and people won't sit near him, they just give him the look. And I've received the look. And trust me, every black person listening to this has received the look under certain circumstances. And then he walks into a courtroom. He's the judge. Well done. Well done, P&G. The look. It's just something to make people think. You know, if we start listening rather than defending, and we look at things like white privilege and racism and Islamophobia and homophobia and misogyny, and we look at this hatred of other, because that's the worst thing going on in the United States, that the hatred of other is normalized and accepted and encouraged by Donald Trump. And those who say that Trump didn't inspire the El Paso shooter, these Antifa, I mean, I keep saying Antifa, sorry, these Proud Boys in Portland said that they achieved their goal because President Trump tweeted about their movement. He is complicit in this. These are his followers. These are his people. So let's stop pretending it's anything else. I'm done. I'm not going to spend any more time on this, okay? That's just my opinion, that if we want this to stop, white people are going to have to get involved so that maybe some white people will listen to other white people. I am not demonizing white people. I do not have hatred for white people. I'm just saying that this is it's so easy for them to deny it. They need to hear it from their own, and they need to be held accountable by their own. Jay-Z has partnered with the NFL and stood up there with Roger Goodell, and a lot of people are mad at Jay, and they're saying that he's a hypocrite and he's a sellout and he's stabbing Colin Kaepernick in the back. That his partnership with the NFL gives them some kind of credibility, where Colin Kaepernick is still out of a job. And there was an editorial written by Jemele Hill, and I respect her. I respect her as a journalist and a writer, and I understood her point. But I'm going to withhold judgment on this, and I'll tell you why. Because Jay-Z said that the protests worked. He said the protests, and I'm paraphrasing, okay, but the protests did what it was supposed to. It brought attention to the issue, and he said that's what protests do. They bring attention to the issue. Then you have to move forward, and you have to make some kind of change. So he's saying the change is for him to partner with the NFL as a black man, as a black businessman, and try to change it, for let them know, like, what you've been doing is wrong. Now, Colin Kaepernick, listen, the NFL was never going to give Colin Kaepernick a job as a backup quarterback, because if they ever signed him as a quarterback, they would be admitting that there was collusion and that they were wrong. Yeah, we know there was collusion. We know the NFL's full of shit. But we also know they would never admit it. Like, if that's what it took, it would never happen. They were never going to hire Colin Kaepernick. Is Colin Kaepernick better than a lot of quarterbacks with jobs? Of course he is. But they were never going to hire him. So what Jay-Z is saying is, all right, I'm getting in. Like, this is the next step for me to get in and for me to talk to these guys. Now, I think, based on his track record, okay, for one thing, yeah, Jay-Z's a businessman. Is he going to make money on the deal? Yes. Could he possibly become an owner? Could that be part of his motive? I'm sure. Yes. And I don't fault him for that. But I don't think Jay-Z's going to let the NFL, Roger Goodell, or any of the other owners use him as a pawn or a pigeon. I think if this is bullshit and they're just using him for that, I think he'll get out of the deal, and, you know, and he'll call bullshit if it's bullshit. So I'm withholding judgment. I'm withholding judgment on Jay-Z. I'm not saying he's a hypocrite or a sellout. I'm saying I understand what he's saying. The protest called attention to the issue. Everyone's aware of the issues. Everyone's aware of the issues of that Colin Kaepernick was talking about, racial injustice in the justice system. Everyone's aware of black people being killed and abused by police. Okay, that, yeah, there's a lot of people in denial of it, but they're aware of it. Colin Kaepernick, again, my opinion, never going to get a job, because the NFL would never admit they were wrong on that level. And Jay-Z saying after a protest, the next step is action. So if you look at the protests in the 60s, the next step was the Civil Rights Act. You know, of course, they murdered the civil rights leaders, but the Civil Rights Act eventually passed. Yes, it's being undone now by this Supreme Court, but that's another story, another issue. It's ridiculous. We got civil rights in the 60s. We're losing them in the early 2000s. We're going back to the 50s. But in this situation, I get it. I get what Jay-Z's saying. And based on his track record, on everything he's done, I give Jay-Z the benefit of the doubt. On the topic of sports, if you're a Knicks fan, I'm sorry. I got an email this week, discount tickets to the Knicks versus the Clippers. Basketball season doesn't start for 2.5 months. They're already discounting tickets to Knicks games. That's just sad. That's just sad. I'm an old Knicks fan. I grew up a Knicks fan. I've been a Clipper fan for a long time. All I can say is, Knicks, I remember when the Clippers were that bad. I feel for you. A little bit of good news. A little bit of good news. Simone Biles. Just unreal. Simone Biles, the gymnast, did a triple-double in her floor routine. A triple-twisting double somersault. Never been done, never been attempted. Just unreal. And I love Simone Biles. She is incredible. She is also very woke, smart, and subtle. So there was some gymnastics meet, and Simone Biles had on a leotard with her name on the back. Now, the reason was her team, they were all going to do that. They were all going to put their name on the back. And then some of them didn't get the leotards in time, so they didn't wear them. But she wore hers. Now, you know how gymnastics is. It's all the beauty part and the sequins and the blah, 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 blah. So these old gymnastics people, they bitched about her wearing her. How dare she? How dare she wear her name? Who does she think she is? How dare she wear? What did Simone Biles do? Show up the next day in a leotard with a picture of a goat on the back. A goat. For those who don't know, goat means greatest of all time. She didn't spell it out. She showed him a goat. And then she did a triple twisting double somersault. She's the best. She's amazing. I don't think she's lost in the United States in the last like 40 years or something like that. No, she hasn't lost in a competition on American soil in I don't know how long. She is absolutely incredible. She is an incredible athlete. She's an incredible person. There are some people, no doubt, upset that she's black, that little black girls are going to see her doing that and say, I want to do gymnastics too. Good. I hope they do. But just as an athlete, as a person, as a woman, as whatever, kudos and nothing but love. Love and respect to Simone Biles. She's amazing. Again, you know, look it up. Check out the internet and you will see just how amazing she is. Been a few mass shootings. None this week. It was a good week. Walmart handled it. They removed the violent video game displays. Oh, they're still selling guns, but they don't want to display the violent video games because, you know, that's what causes the mass shootings. Not even going to go deeper than that. It's all you need. Some stories, you just need the headline, and then you're like, yeah, got it. One of Trump's rallies, he did a rally in Pennsylvania, and the workers at this petrochemical plant, they were told if they didn't attend the event, they either had to use paid time off or receive no pay. In other words, that day at work, you basically had to go to the Trump rally or use your paid time off or not get paid. You talk about subsidized bullshit. Imagine that. You need your job, you need your paycheck, and you're forced to sit at a rally and listen to Trump's bullshit. Oh, man. Sorry, I was supposed to get to the positive side of this. You know, I don't know how I feel about this, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, okay, this was a tweet. This is what she had to say to America's men and women falling in the grips of hatred and white supremacy. This is what she said, quote, come back, it's not too late. You have neighbors and loved ones waiting, holding space for you, and we will love you back. That's way more generous than I could be. I think she genuinely meant it. I don't think it was just a statement or fill in time, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I just tell you that I don't agree with it. That's all I can tell you. I don't agree with it. Finally, Cedric Benson, running back, retired football player, 36 years old, was killed on his motorcycle. Him and he had a woman riding with him. A minivan was trying to cross an intersection, ran into his motorcycle and killed him. I hate that. I hate hearing about motorcycle deaths. You guys all know I'm a rider. This is one of those where, you know, they'll say I didn't see him or whatever. Just plowed into him. And we know when we ride, that's a danger of riding. But it's sad. It'd be sad no matter who he is, whether he's famous ex-football player or just another guy or just another woman or whoever. But rest in peace, man. Rest in peace. We're sorry. Riders, we all, you know, we all feel for you because we know how this is. So that's it. That's episode 253. So what have we learned today, kids? We're tired of racism. White people, I appeal to you to talk to white racists, white supremacists. AOC says, we got love for you. Come back. Yeah, I don't know that we need them. Just stop the power. That's what we have to stop. We have to get rid of their power. We have to take away their power. We have to take away the racists in the White House. We have to try to shut down these horrid police. There's lots of good police. We need the good police to step up against the bad police. These changes have to come from within. Yeah, I know there's shootings in Chicago. That's always the argument. Well, what about the shootings in Chicago? Yeah, there's shootings in Chicago. Yeah, I know. It's horrible. It's horrible. The gangbangers shooting people in Chicago are not police. Police are walking black men around on leashes. So, okay. Summer's still here. We're coming up on Labor Day. Summer ain't over yet. Have fun. I know it's kind of hard at the end of this message for me to say have fun. You're like, what the hell are you talking about? Have fun. I'm going to my 40th high school reunion. You know why? Because I'm old. And this Friday, August 23rd, my special drops on Amazon. Heavy, lightweight. Please check out the special. Let Amazon know I got fans. I got love for you guys. Thank you for listening. Who's paying attention? You are. Don't forget the other podcast. Fear not. Episode 11 is up. Check it out. You don't have to be afraid of politicians trying to use fear tactics. You don't have to be afraid of a whole bunch of things. Just check out the podcast. Fear not. You'll know what not to fear. So Alonzo Bowden, thanks for listening. Thanks for laughing. Tampa, again, I love you. Wait fans, I love you too. And all of you, I need you to check out Heavy Lightweight, Amazon Prime, August 23rd. Thank you and good night.